Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Romance Bookmark with Brittany Bernard. I can't believe that actually kind of worked. I don't know. I'm sort of like, oh. Anyway, tonight on the show is one of my personally favorite people that I secretly have been stalking for a while now. And I'm happy to say she doesn't know it, except I just announced it on the radio. So maybe stalking Shayna Galan is not something that I should do professionally. I'm just going to mark that off my career choice.
Doesn't pay very well.
Crisscross. It doesn't, does it?
No.
Yeah. and in our novels, I think villainy never quite pans out. Just saying.
No, you know? It doesn't. Bad guy always goes down at the end.
Always. That's like the best part of being an author is that justice is always meted out. Exactly the way you want it.
And you can name the villains after your ex-boyfriends.
Oh, have you ever done that? Be honest.
They might have been modeled after people. I don't know that I've ever named them after people, but
yeah,
that would have been too obvious.
Ex-boyfriends do not have cool enough names, usually,
discovered. That's very true. That is very true.
It's like, not really period appropriate, but if it were, he would be in trouble. That's what I like. Those guys are lucky that they had stupid names because. But do you find you do that though with people also that are snarky or just on the feminine side that they can show up at say a party or be a difficult dowager that you.
I definitely use traits of people that I have come across that I think, I could really use that and kind of keep those people in mind when I'm writing a scene with somebody that's not very likable character. So, I mean, it's all research.
It is all research. I am still trying to convince the IRS that pretty much everything I do should tax deductible because it all goes in the books. That's all I'm seeing right there. So there it is. But people I love, I do use their names. I'm like blatant about it. I will put friends in there or people that I admire, and I throw them in parties and I throw them in group scenes. And so,
well, that's a nice tribute.
Don't you think so? Have you ever put a reader in a book or?
No, I don't think so. Maybe unintentionally, I've sometimes mentioned people's names and then later thought, like a last name maybe I've used it and I thought, I forgot that was their last name, and most people I know don't, most of my friends and stuff don't read my books, so they probably don't know that their names are in there, but.
It is like leading a double life, isn't it? Like people are always surprised when they find out that friends and family don't really read your stuff.
No, I mean, I have lots of friends who read romance, but I probably met them because they read romance. I met them at a conference or, through Facebook or something. But the people that I just know from my daily life really aren't romance readers for the most part.
Wow.
So, I mean, my mom reads all my books, but, she kind of has to. Otherwise, I don't think she would read them.
Mom. Yeah, well, the mom card. But isn't that, it's funny. Yeah, friends that you've made prior to, launch or fame or whatever it is. I mean, that's not how they know you. That's not the connection. And so that's kind of, it's nice in a way, that break.
Yeah, they're not interested. I mean, they don't ask me, what do you do? I mean, they know, and it's just a job to them. And
right.
We don't really talk about that. So just like I don't want to hear about, they're looking at oil things all day or, rocks or whatever, people who are geologists do.
Yeah. You're like, no, that's good. I don't need to know the ins and outs of what you're doing. Although, it's very strange. For me anyway, like when you go to this, school to pick up the kids or whatever, it's like I feel very like, it's okay. They just think I'm the girl's mom, like that's how you're known.
I feel like they think that I don't do anything because I show up in the morning and I'm like in, you know, a t-shirt and shorts or whatever. And then I show up in the afternoon in a t-shirt and shorts. And I feel like they think that I'm just dropping my kid off, you know, and things. And, you know, now I'm just going to go home and lounge around. You know, I always want to say, like, I'm really working. Because then, you know, the other moms are coming in and they're in, like, their, you know, work clothes. And, you know,
yeah.
I always feel like, like they think I don't do anything all day. Which would be,
like,
you know.
It's just, yeah, they're like, I think she's unemployed. I don't know what she does. It's
exactly.
She's kind of questionable over there. Not really breaking a sweat. No, I do treat it like a job, and you try to say, I got, you know, somewhere to go. Bye-bye. Gotta go.
Exactly.
Yeah, I never thought about that. I am probably showing up a little casually. My dress, a little casual.
Oh, I'm very casual. I want to be comfortable when I'm working.
You have to be. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, it's not Marabou covered slippers and, you know, satin. I mean, it's not the Barbara Cartland outfits.
No.
I mean, I'm sorry to throw that out there, but a lot of people assume that you are lying on a fainting couch dictating to your secretary, holding a
Pekingese.
You know, yeah, that's the dream.
If I had
a Pekingese, you know, I'd have to get a fainting couch. I think that's pretty much the rule right there. But
Don't even have one.
Don't even have one.
I don't know what kind of romance author I am. No fainting couch.
No fainting couch. Well, all right. I want one, but then the practical side of me goes, and where would we put that? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I could really kind of look around and go, I don't think we actually have room for that piece of furniture. So that would be, what an embarrassing moment that would be if I actually bought one and then realized that, yeah, that's not going to wedge anywhere in the house. So that was brilliant. Just brilliant. Well, for somebody who's wearing t-shirts and shorts, yeah, I got to tell you, and who's, you know, looking like they're not breaking a sweat, your books, I mean, you are coming out consistently with awesome, awesome books. And,
Thank you. I'm busy, for sure.
You are. You make me very jealous. I need to manage my time better. I clearly am not keeping up here. But the anthology that's coming out, it's this Friday, right? Or is it this Saturday?
It is Friday. Nope, you're right. Friday. Yeah.
I'm an author, so I lose track of time. You know how it is.
It doesn't matter.
This looks fun, really fun. And what a great group of authors.
Yes. This is actually our second endeavor together. We did a Christmas anthology in October of last year, which was called Christmas in the Duke's Arms. And the Duke's Arms was a, you know, like a little inn. And we had all our stories were kind of set there in this town in Nottinghamshire. And then now we are doing a summer house party and in that same kind of area. And what we found out when we were talking about the idea was that that area is actually called the Dukeries. And
Ooh.
It's so strange because there are four ducal estates all very close to one another in that area. And
Oh.
so we have four dukes in our stories, and, you know, everybody thinks, oh, there aren't really that many dukes in England, I mean, as in romance novels, and of course there aren't, but in this case, there are really four dukes that all live close by, and we're not using the actual dukes in that area, but it's a nice bit of trivia.
That is a fun bit of trivia, and,
yeah.
you know, we do get teased a bit about the ducal population being a bit high in romance. It's a little out of proportion, slightly exaggerated, slightly. When somebody asked me, well, how many dukes were, I'm like, there are enough. There are always enough. Like, there's just enough. How many
exactly
dukes there
the number
need
you
to
need.
Be? There is exactly the number we need. That's how many dukes there are in England. So there you go. That's my answer. I'm sticking to it.
Yes, I absolutely agree. As many dukes as you need.
As many dukes as is required, and that is the number. And ding, that is the number. Absolutely.
And
so,
in this case, we needed four. We
four?
Made it happen.
I think four is actually a really, you know, that's not an insane number. So I think it's fantastic. If there were 40, I would have gone with it with these authors. I would have believed you completely, but four works for me. So, do you like the anthologies? Do you like working in the shorter burst, or does it feel confining, or do you?
I like writing novellas because when you start a book, it sometimes takes so long to get done with it, and you just feel like you're plowing along for so long, and I can usually write a novella in 3 weeks, and it's nice to start something and finish something and be like, oh, wow, that's done. As far as writing anthologies, like, I kind of like being able to brainstorm with the other authors and throw ideas out there and have them come back. But then there's also the hassle of, you know, when you're used to working alone, you kind of do it how you want to do it. And there's the hassle of trying to coordinate everything. You know, well, my Duke is doing this. What's your Duke doing? Okay, well, where's your Duke on this day? What's the weather like? And, you know, I'm just
No, that's critical. You cannot have, and the intersections. It's like, okay, if we're all in one room at any point in time, then that better show up or be consistent in every story.
Exactly. And readers love that.
Right? It's like Easter eggs. It's like Easter eggs.
That's the fun part of it.
And
that is the fun part of it for me.
Right? And different point of views on the same event. And then you get all these different viewpoints of it. I like it. I like that kind of writing myself. But the brainstorming,
I do too. I just didn't realize how much work it was.
But if you've already worked with, you've already worked with these ladies before. So, this time I think you've probably got an easier path. Don't you think it was a little bit easier the second time around?
I don't know. I think that we kind of worked out all the kinks this time around. So I think we're doing another Christmas one. So I think this third time around is going to be super easy. The first time we kind of all tiptoed around each other and were very polite. And the second one we kind of worked out all the kinks in our process. And now I think this third one is going to be the charm.
Okay.
Now everybody
kind of
knows how everybody else works. And
yeah. Oh, that's true. Now it'll be a well-oiled machine. By the third or fourth, you'll be like, you're just... So now you have to tell, do you know what the title's going to be of the next one, the Christmas? Have you decided?
Yes. It is Christmas in Duke Street.
Oh.
And it takes place at a bookstore. Bookstore.
Well, that's an auto-buy for me. Just putting that one down. Not a problem. Here's one book sold.
I'm actually working on that now. Of course, it's June, and it's nice and hot here in Texas, so I'm writing the Christmas story.
But it's awkward to think about Christmas in this. I mean, I'm same thing, working on a Christmas piece, and it's like, I'm trying to feel it. I'm trying to channel Christmas. I'm trying to think about it. And I'm like, it's 90 degrees.
So not Christmassy right now.
The kids are in the pool.
Writing about
snow
and cold and holly. And...
Yeah.
Well, that's what we get paid for. That's where the imagination is.
That's why they pay us the big bucks. That is exactly right. The glamorous life. So the satin and the marabou and the, it's all good.
We can afford our fainting couches.
Yes, but where will we put them?
In our summer homes, of course.
Yes. I must buy a bigger mansion. That's what it is. Oh my goodness. Well, I gotta tell you, it's always so much fun to talk to you. And now that you know that I'm stalking you, I'm a little kind of blue that.
Thank you for having me.
Well, absolutely. You know, and now I'll just stalk you openly. Everybody sign up for her newsletter, and it's www.shanagalen.com. And you can sign up for her newsletter and keep updated on the Duke's Arms and all the anthology, just all the books and just everything. And I'm just so thrilled to have you on the show. And you have to come back.
I will. I'll be happy to.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And everybody, thank you for tuning in to the Romance Bookmark. And we will see you next Tuesday for more nonsense. Let's face it, it's probably never going to be a serious program. Okay, good night, everybody. Stay safe.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.